Let me say, I certainly consider it a great honor and a privilege to be standing before you today. The Lord has been so good to me, and I feel blessed, and I thank God that He saw fit to save a sinner like myself. I want to say this, Caleb will be preaching next Sunday, so y'all be in prayer for Caleb. Certainly, we look forward to him bringing the Word of God, but God has laid a message on our heart. Boy, I'm glad for what I feel this morning. I love when the message comes and it's burning. And I thank God for all of you who have prayed. Some of these ladies that have joined the church recently, God has given us some more prayer warriors. And oh, even in spite of me and my life, God still blesses and passes by. You have your Bibles this morning. We want you to turn with us to the book of Revelation. There are two places that I want to read. The book of Revelation, I'm going to read one verse, and then I want you to turn with me to 1 Peter, and we'll read there from the second chapter. But this is the one verse, and this is to the church of Pergamos in the book of Revelation, the second chapter, 17th verse, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it." 1 Peter 2nd chapter 1st verse. "Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisy, envy and evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be that you've tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a," I want you to notice, "a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones," again, lively stones. He is a living stone. We are lively stones, "are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father God, as I come to you in the most precious name ever uttered by lips, that being the name of Jesus, God, how thankful I am this morning that this faith that you've instilled into us, this spirit that you put in us upon the saving of our souls, is alive. And God, so many in the day and age that we live, their faith has become a stone that is not lively. It's lost its fervor. It's lost its intensity. It's lost its desire of love. God, I pray this morning, resurrect in our hearts, Lord, that makes us alive and makes us lively stones. God, I thank you that our faith and our hope is alive, and it is well if we placed it in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that we have a cornerstone that we can build our lives upon and not be confounded by all that's going on around us. That God, we can have something within us that is steady and settling. And God, let me say, it is settled in heaven. God, I'm so thankful this morning that your elect are precious. And God, certainly we thank you that you've given unto us life and life more abundantly. Now, God, take your word, Lord, manifest it in the hearts of your people, that we once again may become lively stones, a chosen people, a spiritual priesthood, that God of a house that, Lord, you will dwell in and be pleased with. And God, we ask you these things in Christ's name and for our sakes. Amen and amen. I want you to notice that the Word of God and the Apostle Peter calls Jesus a living stone and then calls us lively stones. And this is the same man, the Apostle Peter, who when Jesus walked the earth and was with them, they were walking one day down the road in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, and Jesus begins to ask them, "Who do men say that I am?" And they begin to reply and they say, "Well, some say you're Elias or one of the great prophets." But Jesus then asks the question, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter, without a thought, something inside of him stirs him and he says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says to this, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church." That rock was not Peter. That rock was a confession that Peter made. And I'm glad this morning, if you've been saved by the grace of God, you have a testimony. And as we look at these lively stones, and we can go back, and we will in a minute, in the Old Testament, those stones are a testimony to the grace and the power and the deliverance of Almighty God. Let's go all the way back to the book of Joshua, and the 4th chapter, the Word of God said, as they crossed the Jordan River, they were to take each man of each tribe. That would be 12 men. They would choose them out of man, and they were to take out of the place where the priest's feet stood in the water. They were to take a stone and carry it across. They carried 12 stones across on dry ground, and on the other side of the Jordan, they made a memorial. That memorial was there, so when their children asked the question, "What mean these stones?" they were to tell their children, "This is where the priest's feet touched the water, and it dried up, and we walked through on dry ground." Those stones were stones of testimony. Do I have any lively stones? Has God brought anybody through some stuff? Does anybody have a testimony to the saving grace of Almighty God? I'm looking at you. Do I have any lively stones in the house of God? Those stones were testimony. Listen, when their children said, "What are these stones about?" don't you know they begin to tell them about how the children of Israel's cry came before God and God sent them a deliverer. Don't you know that they told them about how by the blood of the Lamb they were saved from that of the judgment of God when the death angel passed over? Don't you know they told them the testimony about how God had drowned Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, and their past was washed away? Don't you know they told them about Marah, where the bitter water was made sweet? Don't you know they told their children about how they drank from a rock in the midst of the wilderness, life-quenching water? Don't you know they told them about the manna that came from heaven for every day? Don't you know they told them about the serpent in the wilderness and how everyone that looked upon that brazen serpent was made whole? Those stones were a testimony of God's deliverance. I want to ask you again, do I have any lively stones in the house of God? Lively stones. Does anybody know what it's like to cry out to God and have the blood of the Lamb applied to your heart? Does anybody know what it's like to have your wretched, miserable past washed away in the sea of God's forgiveness? Is there any lively stones in the house of God? Oh, I thank God what He put in us. It's real. It's alive. It moves us. Lively stones. Oh, is there anybody that can testify to the bitter times in life that God got His hand in the matter and turned the bitter into sweet? Can anybody testify that there's still water flowing from Emmanuel's veins, even in this wilderness called the United States of America? Do you ever get a drink of that water? Is there anybody eat the bread of life and it sustains you? Do I have any lively stones in the house of God? So many people in the day and time we live have gotten so discouraged. So many people, because of their mistakes, are wanting to give up. Listen, I want you to hear me this morning. There are a lot of people in the house of God this morning. Some things have happened in your life, and some things have happened to your life, and because of that, you want to give up. I want to tell you, you're not a dead stone. Your life is not over yet. God is a God of life. Jesus died to give you life and give it more abundantly. Do I have any lively stone? You say, Brother Russell, it's been so long since I felt God truly move in my heart. It's been so long I've sat back and I've been so still. You know what's wrong with so many of us in the house of God? God blesses us and God moves in us, and we sit there and we keep our mouths shut. We sit there. I want you to know, if you're a lively stone and you got something in you, you ought to be thanking God for what He's done. You quench the Spirit of God long enough, and I'll tell you what you'll find. The life will go out of your stone. What you'll find is that all of a sudden, when you keep your mouth shut and you sit on your keister long enough, it's just easier to sit there and say nothing and do nothing. But what we need, what I need, and what you need is to be moved by the Spirit of God from the inside out and be thankful for what we have. Do I have any lively stones? David goes down to see his brothers in battle, and he hears a big old Philistine off in the distance cursing God and cursing the armies of God. And David has a lively stone. There's something down in Chuck, you know what I'm talking about. Something down on the inside that says, how dare they curse my God? How dare they curse the people of God? My goodness, we're living in a day and a time where there are Philistines all around us. All they want to do is put you down and tell you what you're not. I'll tell you what you are. If you've been saved, you're a child of God on your way to glory. You're your father's son, every one of you, even you women are your father's son. David goes to King Saul and says, this can't happen. No, no, no. Said, I'll fight him. Saul says, what makes you think, and I'm just give me the, I guess, the liberty to paraphrase, what makes you think, you little old ruddy young lad, you can defeat a giant? And he says, I've got some stones. I've got a testimony. God delivered me from the paw of the bear and the mouth of the lion. I've already experienced what God can do. Don't go there. I already know what God can do. He's already done it. I've seen Him work in my life. Does anybody have any stones of remembrance of how God brought you through something you didn't know how you'd ever make it through? He said, I've been there. I've got some experiences with the Lord. Saul says, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put on this coat of armor and this sword, and I want you to go to battle armed with what I want you to have. And David said, I cannot. These have not been tried. He pitched them to the ground. He went down to the creek side and he picked them up, five smooth stones. If you'll have it, I believe the one that he reached in and put in his sling was a Holy Ghost, a giant seeker. Let me tell you, when he flung that thing, the Spirit of God guided it right where it needed to be, right into the head of the giant. Is there anybody facing any giants that are mocking you, saying you can't beat me? By the grace of God, you can. That stone, he reached down into his pocket. It just felt right. Anybody know where salvation's got a feeling to it? It just feels good to be saved, don't it? Stones. Lively stones. They made a tremendous mistake when they put Jesus in the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. They didn't realize the stone that they rolled in front of the door was a lively stone. Because that thing on the third day was going to do some moving. Think about this. A stone is an inanimate object. It just sits there. Is it any wonder he called us stones? Just sit there. Years go by, days, months go by. And we never change and we never do anything. We're just going to sit there just like a stone. Some of us are even gathering moss. Let me tell you something. When you got saved, God put something down inside you that'll never be satisfied just sitting there. Because what's in us is bigger than us. There have been times, guys, I wanted to just sit down on God. There have been times that I've been tired. I wanted to just sit down and say, all right, Lord, for just a little while, I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to disconnect from everybody and everything, and I'm just kind of ease my way through life. And I'll assure you, those are the most miserable times of my life. When this stone is sitting there feeling its most vulnerable and feeling its weakest and feeling its tiredest, there's something down in that stone that you can't see. And it begins to move and it begins to stir and it begins to regenerate and it begins to revive. And something down on the inside says, wait a minute, we're not through yet. There's work to be done. We can't sit still. Lively stones. Oh my. Jesus was coming in to Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday. And the people begin to cry out, Hosanna, thou son of David. They begin to cry out and worship and praise him. And the Pharisees said, wait a minute, you ought to stop them from doing that. And you remember what Jesus said? He said, if they held their peace, even the very rocks and stones would cry out. We need some crying out stones and rocks. Somebody that's so moved on the inside by the goodness and mercy of God. Somebody that believes his salvation is so rich and so sweet. Listen, that they're willing to cry out, we've lost the true heart of worship. Worship is when that within us is so full that we communicate, and sometimes it ain't full, and we communicate and tell God how thankful we are for what he's done for us. Do I have any lively stones? So many around us are dying. So many churches around us are dying. And if we just sit still and we become that stone that never moves and has no life, we too shall die. We are built up a spiritual house together, Brother Jack. Christ is the foundation. And with every person that joins the church, it's another stone laid upon the other. A couple weeks ago, some stones. Your testimony means everything to this church. Maybe a year, 2 years ago, some stones. Two stones joining together a spiritual household, taking their place in the house of God. Meshed together, tied together by the blood of the Lamb of God. by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, tied together, bone of each other's bone, flesh of each other. When you got saved, son, you became a lively stone, and God put you in part of his house. Together, lively stones working for one cause. If you've never been saved, I'm going to tell you, you don't know what living is. Living is when you get saved and you can feel the presence of God inside your soul. That's what living is. Lively stones. Are you tired of being dead in your spiritual walk with God? Are you tired of just sitting still? Or has God, stand to your feet this morning, has God said to you, you need to move? You need to move. If God has spoken to your heart, and your stone has had no life in a long time, you move. Get us a song, if you will. We're built up a spiritual house together, one stone placed on another. The mortar that holds us together is the love of God, that bond that we have in Christ. This morning, listen, if God has said to you, you need to move, then move. In him we live, we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Don't sit there and sit still. If God has said you just need to come pray, you move. If God has said you need to be a part of this church, you move. Whatever God has told you. Because I'm going to tell you, life don't have the fervor and the joy it should if you ain't in the right place. And I'm not here begging for members. I promise you that. That's between you and God. But I want you to know this. If this is a place that God said be a part of, you need to be a part of it. Amen. But that's between you and the Lord. If God has said move this morning, you move. Go ahead. What you got, Steve?